Hi, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast, where we bring you a lot of insights when it comes to property investing and give you a sense of where the strategy, the planning needs to go in terms of making your first purchase or your next purchase. So what I want to talk to everyone about today is, have you missed out on a property previously and been thankful for it afterwards? Now, look, a lot of people have FOMO, so it's that's the fear of missing out. And but what about the whole thing about, well, you missed out, but it actually worked in your favor. So I've been speaking to a couple of people who are potential clients in the last couple of days in regards to this very thing. Now they've looked to bought property around the Sydney and Central Coast areas, and they've found that because of the delays in finance and some of the hiccups that have happened with property advisors and buyer's agents that have been out there, those transactions haven't actually gone to plan. And they've either felt that it didn't work out and the gut feel hasn't really been good about what's actually happening and so many things have gone wrong, or they found that finance is taking so long and it actually just everything falls over before it even gets to a stage where you can complete on the contract. So I thought I'd just discuss a few ideas with everyone. And my first point is in regards, well, maybe it's actually meant to be. These people have actually gone in a situation and found out they've missed out on these properties, and the property prices have dropped since they've looked to purchase those properties. So in the next 3 or 6 months later, they've seen a drop, they've seen a lull in that particular market. So it's worked out really well for them. So you can often be thankful for these situations where things don't go quite to plan. And so maybe for them, it's meant to be. And if you find yourself in these situations, maybe it's a case that it doesn't really want to work out for you in that case. Maybe it is meant to be, and maybe it's okay that it doesn't happen. The second point I'd like to make is, how do you get better prepared for the next time you're looking to purchase property? What are the things you need to put in place? Right now, we've got the idea around finance industry where it's taking a lot longer to process loans. So you need to be really prepared of assessing your financial capabilities from the get-go. Then you've got to look to see if you can get a pre-approval in place before you're making a purchase. And then be confident enough with either yourself as a purchaser or with the buyer's agent you're acting on that they can get a property for you secured in a couple of weeks or maybe a maximum a month. And that gets you really prepared to making things happen in a streamlined effect so that you can minimize any risk of any delays in the property purchase. The third point I'd like to make is, has a transaction been delayed? Has it been a frustrating process for you? And has it been poorly managed? So you really need to drill down on the people that you've used previously. Is it a relationship that you want to continue, or is it a situation where you want to look to use other people that are better skilled, work more efficiently, and are actually able to provide you with a better deal? So these are points that you really want to review in your next purchase if it hasn't worked out quite the way you feel it should have. And maybe assess what are your feelings about how you felt through the whole entire process. Why were the delays happening? Why did you not feel good about the transaction that was happening? Is it a case that areas that you need to work on personally as a client, or does the team around you need to be changed, or some of those areas need to be changed to actually make sure that this sort of thing doesn't happen again? And so this is where we've got to all assess what's going on with our property investments. So hopefully that helps you in regards to looking at the idea of if you have missed out, maybe you're actually thankful for it later on. Maybe it has taught you a few lessons. So if you'd like to explore some of these ideas around this particular investment, like the investment thoughts and ideas and strategies around this, do give me a call and my number is 0400-332-377. Happy to discuss what you've been through in the past and look to ways that we can minimize some of those frustrations, some of those risks, some of those delays for the future. So hopefully that's helped you in your property investment journey, and look forward to bringing to you a lot more podcasts, a lot more insight about property investing. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.